Welcome to Comiskey Park in Chicago, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Chico Salmon. Batting second. The shortstop, Dick Houser. Batting third. The first baseman, Bob Chance. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Leon Wagner. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Max Alvis. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Eskew. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Vic Davalillo. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Woody Held. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Luis Tiant. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Luis Tiant. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Tommy McCraw. Batting second. The second baseman, Don Buford. Batting third. The right fielder, Floyd Robinson. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bill Scourin. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ron Hansen. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Jim Landis. Batting eighth. The catcher, J.C. Martin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Juan Pizarro. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Juan Pizarro. And now, play ball. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Buford misplays the ball. That's an error on Buford. Chance goes all the way around to score. Wagner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis hits a fly ball into center field. Landis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats McCraw for the out. One out. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford hits a fly ball into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Eskew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eskew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is called out on strikes. Two outs. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 0 for 1 in the game. Salmon hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dick Houser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Houser is 0 for 1 in the game. Houser bunts towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. Salmon moves to second. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Chance strikes out. Two outs. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 1 in the game. Wagner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Martin reaches second base with a double. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro bunts towards the mound. Tiant fields it and throws to first for the out. Martin moves to third. One out. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0 for 1 in the game. McCraw strikes out. Two outs. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 1 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Alvis strikes out. One out. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0 for 1 in the game. Askew hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Davalillo hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Pizarro fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Robinson takes first base on ball 4. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wagner. Ward reaches second base with a double. Robinson goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 1, White Sox, 1. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 1 in the game. Skowron hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Wagner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0 for 1 in the game. Hansen strikes out. Two outs. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0 for 1 in the game. Landis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Held strikes out. One out. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0-for-1 in the game. Tiant hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ward fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Salmon takes first base on ball 4. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Martin and he is out, Hansen applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Juan Pizarro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pizarro is 0-for-0 in the game. Pizarro hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 0-for-2 in the game. McCraw hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hauser fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0-for-2 in the game. Buford hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-for-1 in the game. Hauser hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-for-2 in the game. Wagner strikes out. Two outs. Max Alves is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alves is 0-for-2 in the game. Alves strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Alves fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-2 in the game. Skowron is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 0-for-2 in the game. Hansen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-for-2 in the game. Landis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 1, and the White Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-2 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Davalillo hits a line drive into left field. McCraw picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on McCraw. Davalillo moves to second. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Held hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Hansen. Davalillo scores. Held moves to second. It's 2-1, Indians. Luis Tiant is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tiant is 0 for 2 in the game. Tiant hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Held scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Indians. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Salmon. The throw from Martin and he is safe. Salmon steals second. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0 for 2 in the game. Hauser hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Martin is called out on strikes. One out. Gene Stevens pinch hits for Juan Pizarro. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tommy McCraw is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCraw is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McCraw hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stevens moves to third. Don Buford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buford is 0 for 3 in the game. Buford hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Tiant fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Stevens scores. McCraw moves to second. It's 3-2, Indians. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into right field. Salmon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Ward hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McCraw scores. Buford moves to third. It's Indians, 3, White Sox, 3. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0 for 3 in the game. Skowron hits a pop-up towards short. Hauser settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hershberger now playing right field. Eddie Fisher now pitching. Al Weiss now playing second base. Floyd Robinson now playing left field. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 3 in the game. Wagner hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 0 for 3 in the game. Alves hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is bouncing around. Robinson is chasing the ball. Alves rounds third and comes all way home with an inside-the-park home run. It's 4-3, Indians. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-3 in the game. Askew hits a fly ball into center field. Landa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Don McMahon now pitching. Ron Hansen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hansen is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Hansen hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 4, White Sox, 4. Jim Landis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Landis is 0-3 in the game. Landis hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. J.C. Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Martin hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Hershberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hershberger hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Held settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Vic Davalillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davalillo is 1-3 in the game, with a single. Davalillo hits a fly ball into right field. Hershberger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. Held strikes out. Two outs. Don McMahon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMahon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss strikes out. One out. Gary Peters pinch hits for Eddie Fisher. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Davalillo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 4, and the White Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Hoyt Wilhelm now pitching. Chico Salmon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salmon is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Salmon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hansen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dick Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser is 0-3 in the game. Hauser bunts towards first. Skourin scoops it up and throws to first, with Weiss covering, for the out. Salmon moves to second. One out. Bob Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Chance takes first base on ball 4. Leon Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0-4 in the game. Wagner hits a line drive into right field. Hershberger picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Hershberger. Salmon scores. Chance moves to third. Wagner moves to second. It's 5-4, Indians. Max Alvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alvis is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Alvis strikes out. Two outs. Joe Askew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Askew is 0-for-4 in the game. Askew hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Indians 5, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Ward hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Indians, 5, White Sox, 5. Bill Skowron is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skowron is 0-for-4 in the game. Skowron hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 5. Goodbye from Comiskey Park in Chicago.